Logos appear in glowing neon across a shield that reads Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. Under a frame of film, New Line Cinema, a Time Warner company. Beneath six curved Vs cradling each other, Village Roadshow Pictures. In the sky above, four kids running on a grassy hill, the one in front with a sparkler raised, Good Universe. In the center of a whip encircling a cup and saucer, Gary Sanchez Productions. Text appears, Bucknell University. Students socialize on the campus lawn and stairs, or head to class from the student union.
So, sweetie, remember, if you drink a beer, you drink a glass of water, right? Six pack of beer, six pack of water.
Okay, this just sounds like way too much liquid.
Or just don't party at all.
Okay, Mom, you're the one who always talks about how much you smoked pot in college, and for a whole semester you just peed outside.
Okay, they did call me smoke a lot of pot and pee outside, Kate.
Well,
but I regret that. Mm-hmm. Right? Just skip over that part and act like I am now.
Okay.
Oh, let's show her Stranger Danger. Do you know Stranger Danger?
I'm sure.
Okay, this is real important. So I'm a scary frat guy, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of them. Mom is you.
Lucky right? Me.
Okay. Hey, sweet thing. My name's Geppetto.
Whoa.
Because I make the ladies my puppets.
Yeah. See? I already right? don't trust him.
Right? He's
you
a
trust
bad
your instincts.
Guy.
Yeah.
Bad guy.
Weird choice.
So you want to come to the bro house?
You don't have to answer.
Oh.
But for this scenario, I will. I'm fine, thank you. I'm getting ready to study.
Oh, but I like the silent type. You smell good. You probably think I'm close to you, but I like to get closer. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. You're my sugar pie. Honey, baby.
Then you elbow in the balls, and then you
right
roll
there.
Away.
You roll, and the guy's like, no,
you
my lord.
So stay away from guys named Geppetto. Got it. Thank you. Guys, I love the school. This is where I want to go next year.
Oh, we're so happy you love it here. Let us come with you.
She's just kidding.
The girl presses her lips together.
I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too.
They group hug.
God, our little baby.
If I get in.
If you get
if
in.
If you get in.
That's
tough
right.
School. It's tough.
At a computer.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to click it. I'm not going to click it. Why don't you click it? I'm not.
Honey, Alex, you're an A student, okay? Chill. I'm sure you got in.
No, they don't want my baby. They're stupid. Bisons? What kind of mascot is that? If they say no to you, I say we say no to them. Fuck the bisons.
Yeah,
you
Bucknell,
know?
More like fuck
yes.
Now.
Alex clicks the attachment. Welcome to Bucknell University. Her mouth drops open.
I got it!
While Alex and her dad embrace as they hop around, her mom runs around their white, well-appointed dining room with her arms in the air. Her dad tugs off his sweatshirt. He throws down the sweatshirt and shimmies in his Bucknell University t-shirt. They yell into the computer screen.
It's a majestic creature, the bison! Bison! Bison!
Now a sign above a food table reads, "Congratulations, Alex, get your bison." Nearby, a wild-eyed, disheveled man in a rough-spun hoodie stuffs his mouth with potato chips.
Man, Frank is not looking so hot since Raina left.
Ugh, I can smell that poncho from here.
He looks like Animal from the Muppets.
What's up, you guys?
Buddy? How are you?
Guys.
Frank, buddy.
Great party.
Yeah, it's going great, huh?
Yeah, we're glad you could come.
You made it.
Yeah, of course I made it. Rode my bike all the way here.
Good.
Yeah.
What happened to your car?
I can't find it.
He stares, wide-eyed.
You guys must be pretty psyched, right?
Yeah, we are. I'm so proud of Alex. She's really grown up.
No. I'm talking about us. Talking about the three of us next week, Vegas.
We were thinking about Vegas.
Yeah.
What if we push Vegas until the fall?
Yeah, we still go. We just push it a little later.
No, there's only now. There is no later, right?
Frank and Scott embrace.
Guys, high school's over. And let's face it, we're not ready for college. It seems like being a freshman in college means you have to be prepared to get date raped, right?
I don't understand the difference between, like rape and date rape.
Well, I think date rape is when you go to dinner and a movie and then rape.
She's talking to her friends about how sad she is.
Yeah.
Look at their body language. They don't want to leave their parents.
We're gonna pack everything we should have done to high school into this summer.
I mean, I kind of told my parents I'd hang out with them this summer.
That's weird.
No, my parents are fun.
Scott and Kate wave.
Parents, they're fun, but people, they're the worst.
Does your mom even talk to you, Rachel?
Stop.
How do we get so lucky to snag a kid like that?
I don't know.
I kind of feel like I'm losing my best friend.
Gotten so used to it being us three. What's it gonna be like when it's just us?
His expression goes dark as he thinks. Kate turns to him.
Well, it's gonna...
Come on!
I mean, yeah!
Empty nest? This nest is gonna be filled with our lovin'.
Yes!
Yeah.
It's gonna be a regular fuckfest around here.
Yeah, get your passport ready.
They smile toward Alex and her friends.
Because we're gonna be going to fucktown.
Kate dumps a wine glass into the sink as she and Scott do dishes.
What a nice party.
Thank you so much for the party.
Oh, you're
it was
welcome.
Really fun. I had such a good time. Rachel invited me over to her house tonight. I was wondering if I could go.
Oh, we were gonna watch Walking Dead.
What's more fun, hanging with your friends or watching zombies eat people with your parents?
I think it's time for an Alex sandwich.
Alex eye rolls. Scott and Kate come around and enfold her from each side. She smiles.
Okay, I'll stay.
Yeah.
Alex holds her hand around Scott's arm. Later, they watch TV. Alex sits between her parents, who grab at her. She mocks, shoves them away and makes a gentle stabbing motion at their heads. On screen, a car throws blood and guts as its wheels spin on dead zombies.
All right, town would now like to open up the floor to its citizens. First up on the docket, council would like to recognize Officer Chandler.
Councilman Bob Schaefer sits with Don Mayweather, town treasurer.
Last Tuesday night, at approximately 3:14 a.m., vandals spray-painted what appears to be a male penis and accompanying genitalia on the high school football field. It has since been removed.
A slide shows the drawing on the field.
Town would like to recognize Frank Theodorakis.
$1,500 of fines for the height of my hedges.
He waves a folded paper.
This is bullshit, Bob. Screw this town. I am out of here. Right after I say this, Raina, baby, please come home. You're my wife.
Oh, God.
I love you, and I want you to come home.
Frank, shut up.
This is the only time I can be in the same room with you. Come home.
Not here.
It's not going the way you think
it's
going. I want it, but I've got to turn this around. Raina, just
stop it. Go. Just...
Oh, come on!
And where the hell is our car, Frank?
Well, it looks like Fox Meadows having its own little soap opera play out here.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize to us. Just apologize to yourself for making a bad decision on a bad man. Moving on to the next issue, if we could please. Ladies and gentlemen, Fox Meadows' most exciting project, the town pool.
A man and woman dramatically unveil the scale model of the pool complex beneath. A young bearded guy stares with delight.
The actual pool will be 5 pools, picnic area, playground, state-of-the-art locker room, and the best food court in the tri-state area. All right, the last item on today's agenda is 207G. That is the Fox Meadows Scholarship, rewarding one hardworking high school student by paying their college tuition. This year's recipient is none other than Alex Johansson.
Alex Johansson.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the town is facing some devastating budget cuts this year, and I'm afraid the scholarship is an indulgence that the town can no longer afford.
Kate and Scott stare open-mouthed. Scott raises his hand.
All right, so if that is it, then we can move
on. Hold on, please.
Bob, are you saying that you don't have money for the scholarship, but you have money for the town pools?
Look, I would love to give Alex this scholarship. Heck, I'd love to give everybody a free education, so let's open it up to the town. By show of hands, who here likes swimming?
Most hands go up.
No, wait, no, don't raise your hands.
Oh, come on.
No, that's not what we're debating here. It's a trick question.
I guess I'm a little torn here, to be quite honest, because I do love Alex, but I also love swimming.
Shut up, Jill.
I love swimming. I'm Martha. Because, you know, with 3 kids and a job, it's the only me time I get.
Of course you want the pool, Martha. It's right next to your house.
You know what Laura brings to a potluck? Her nasty mouth and no more.
How was I supposed to know that I was supposed to bring food? That invitation was vague. And you don't have to keep telling everyone your name's Martha. They know.
But that's who I am. I'm Martha.
All right, ladies, enough. Let's bring this to a vote. Those in favor of eliminating the scholarship and building the town pool, vote yes. Those opposed who want one family to profit while the rest of the town suffers, no. Yes?
Most hands go up.
All right, looks like the yeses have it.
Oh, please.
Scott throws up his hands as the people stand to leave, and the bearded guy eagerly inspects the pool model.
I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take a hate crap in that pool.
Night at the Johansson's home.
We can barely afford our mortgage, and now this?
It's time we face the truth. We're bad parents. Remember that mother who threw her baby down a well? We're worse than that mother.
You know, when I became a dad, I made a choice. To be the dad my father wasn't, right? To play with my daughter, to support her dreams and talents. And yeah, maybe I could have spent a little more time checking on what was in the bank. But instead, I put my heart in the bank. I deposited love, a lot of it. And that's not gonna be the cover story of the Wall Street Journal. But it's the headline of my heart. Does that make sense?
No, honey, I lost you halfway through. Okay, the bottom line is that Alex thinks we can afford tuition and we can't. We need to tell her the truth.
We always tell the truth. That's what we always say.
Yeah. I think we should do it.
His brow wrinkles and mouth tightens.
I'm not gonna do it.
Me neither.
We gotta lie.
about everything, because that's what parents do. The job of being a parent, number one job, is to keep this crazy shit from their kids, because otherwise the kids are going to realize that we don't know what we're doing.
Exactly. That's what our parents did.
Yeah.
My dad had cancer and never told us.
And what you didn't know didn't hurt you.
It was weird, but I got over it. And then he died. So.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I heard about the scholarship. So, I guess I can't go to Bucknell.
You're going to Bucknell University. We're going to send you there.
Yeah. And if we can't keep the promise that we make to you, we are the worst parents in the world.
Oh, Alex moves to them and rests her head between theirs. Kate shoots him a look.
Thank you guys so much. I love you guys.
Love you too.
As she turns away, Scott pulls back his shoulders and wears a tight smile. Then his jaw drops as he and Kate stare straight ahead. Now in Don's office.
So as you know, Bob took away our scholarship, which we were kind of counting on.
But then we remembered that we have a college fund with our dear financial advisor, Don.
You don't have enough money.
I don't have any money.
With his boss.
Can I have a raise?
No way. No earthly way.
I have an idea. Can we apply for a loan? Listen, I'm just gonna come right out with it. No one's gonna lend you shit. But if I don't get my job back...
She awkwardly mimes hanging by the neck, tongue hanging out.
Are you jerking off a giant?
No, I'm...
Kate gestures again.
I just hanged myself.
I don't know if you heard me. If you don't give me a raise, I'm walking out of this building, and I'm not looking back.
I don't believe you, and I think you're bluffing.
Is this the face of a man who's bluffing?
He winces pleadingly.
Okay. Right here. It says right here, in this account, we have $401,000.
Jackpot.
You missed it.
Nope. That says you have a 401k account.
Scott and Kate eye each other. Outside a large house.
Look, we have to tell him that we're not going to Vegas, okay?
Yeah, there's no way we can go.
They enter Frank's house. Clothes and papers are tossed over the furniture and on the floor.
I'm not a loser.
You are a loser.
Frank, where are you, bud? No.
What do you want from me?
What do you want from me?
Sign the divorce papers,
Frank. No, I don't want it to. What did I do
Frank.
To make you hate me so much?
You should get out of here, give them their privacy.
You punched my dad.
He called me a gambling addict.
Well, you are a gambling addict. You lost your job and you stopped showering.
We should go.
I know.
Right? Oh, she's
divorce
coming.
Divorce papers, Frank.
Raina storms into the living room.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey. Hey, Raina, you look great. Oh, wow. That was crazy.
She gestures towards Frank.
Weird.
We don't really know.
Yeah. He's your problem now.
Raina smiles brightly at Scott and walks out the door. Frank is in the kitchen, his head in his hands, leaned against the service island.
Hey, Frank.
He jerks to attention with a saucer-eyed stare.
Hey, bud.
Hey, guys.
He wipes his eyes.
What's going on?
I was fixing the sink.
Uh-huh.
Frank struts toward them.
Splash some water on my face. That's what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was fixing the sink because the sink was broken.
Right. It's okay. We saw Raina.
I know my life seems totally awesome and like things are going great, but...
It looks pretty bleak in here.
Who am I kidding? I'm having a pretty hard time right now.
We get like that,
Yeah. Which is why I'm all in on this Vegas trip. That's the only thing that is keeping me alive right now, frankly. So let's get this party started.
Right.
You know? I need it bad.
We know you need it.
Yeah.
But for us, it's not a great time. So we were thinking maybe...
We could leave later than we talked about leaving.
You said we were going
I
to
said
say.
We have since
you
decided
have since...
that we need to support a friend.
Who's his friend?
Kate tilts her head and looks at Frank, slack-jawed. Later, Frank bursts through glitzy golden doors into a casino.
Vegas!
Frank rolls the dice at a crap table. He turns to Scott and Kate.
Guys, what are you waiting for? Get in on this. I'm hitting every single number over and over again. Let's do this.
Dice are out.
Frank slings the dice.
You guys need money? I am literally making every single person at this table money.
I don't know. We said we weren't going to gamble.
Come on. What's the worst that could happen?
Maybe we put a few dollars on four.
Hot shooter.
I mean, yeah, the fourth is Alex's birthday.
Right?
We'll just do one bet.
I kind of can't lose at this point, so let's do this.
Scott drops $500 on the table.
Welcome to the win, sir.
Not number four, please. No, not all 500. Oh.
The clear red dice come up four. Scott looks stunned.
Four! I should tell you the probability of hitting four again, very unlikely. But if we do, you guys are going to double that, and it's gonna pay out big. And plus, it's for baby Alex!
Alex! Alex! Alex! Alex! Alex!
That's a four!
Scott throws his arms around Frank as Kate holds her hands up in amazement. Frank stoops and looks Kate in the eye. She slaps him excitedly. A table's eye view follows beneath the dice as they arc in the air and land at the opposite end. In a montage, a crab stick pulls back the dice. They tumble in the air in slow motion. Spectators holler and Frank's stack of chips rises. Scott and Kate blow on the dice. A skyline of chips rises. Frank's eyes bulge while Scott rolls out a silent scream as the dice fly.
Okay, guys, if I roll another four, that's Alex going to college, all right? I feel very lucky right now.
We believe in you, Frank.
All right.
Whatever you do, don't roll a seven!
As he lets the dice go, Frank turns to Scott in horror. Time slows down. Every player looks down the table. The dice tumble in the air.
Why would you say that?
I didn't know!
The dice skip along the felt and one clips a stack of chips.
Fuck you, asshole!
Another gambler's face is contorted in rage as the dice run their course. Scott and Kate watch pleadingly, mouths agape. At table level, the dice ricochet off the padded end and land on the felt again, bouncing. One die lands on one, and the other teeters with a three and tips over to a six.
Seven out, there was no four.
Hey, that money's my daughter's college tuition.
Yeah? Well, she just got accepted to the School of Hard Knocks.
Scott dives onto the table, grabbing the crab stick.
Give me that stick! Give it to me!
Whatever you do, don't roll a seven. Thanks a lot, asshole. You basically jinxed us all.
I was merely trying to make you aware of what number not to roll, which, by the way, for the record, was seven.
Oh. That guy gets
it. Why is that guy following me?
Why? Because he hates you. I hate you too right now.
This place makes you crazy. You know, we came in hell-bent on not gambling, and what do? We gambled. We lost all our money.
You know what I say? House always wins.
What if we were the house?
Frank, sipping his beer, lowers the bottle. Now, back at Frank's house.
Are you guys familiar with the cliche, it's a cliche because it's true? Well, that cliche about cliches being true has never been more true than right now with the cliche, the house always wins.
Frank clicks on a slideshow.
What? Okay. Now, we stand to make 4 years tuition in 1 month. 1 month, guys. Think about that.
This is the most impressive thing you've ever done, Frank.
Thanks, Scott.
I'm very wary to go into business with you.
Noted.
However, we know why we need the money. What's in it for you?
Well, full disclosure, the bank has foreclosed on my home.
Oh, Frank.
There we go.
So this money would help me get that back. That's pretty much why Raina left me.
No, that's not why Raina left you. It's because you started gambling on golf.
Yeah. Sure. Well, not just golf, but...
And you developed an online porn addiction.
Okay, it's not an addiction if you can quit anytime you want, which I can.
Then stop.
I don't want to right now. Listen, I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers at you guys, a lot of financials, but let's not take away from the fact that this is going to be fun.
Okay, but we're not doing it for fun, right? No, we aren't. No.
It's work.
I think we're saying the same thing, all of us. Work hard, play hard, everybody has fun. I think this slide will explain it.
A squirrel on a bike tows an animated flag reading fun.
Look at that.
Well, that just says fun.
It's fun.
But it just says fun.
Yeah. It's going to be a great time, probably the best time of our lives. And we're going to make crazy money.
The graphics are great, but it doesn't help us. It doesn't.
I have one last slide to show you, and I think it's the most important. Check this out. Look at Alex, right? Here she is. She's gone to college, Bucknell, top of her class, built her own company. If she doesn't go to college, boom. Yeah. She's a homeless prostitute. She's a runaway on the streets, selling her tiny body for money.
I don't like this. This is very emotionally manipulative.
Yeah, exactly.
May I speak with you privately?
Right now.
I'd love to talk to you in the kitchen if I could.
Okay.
They traipse into the kitchen behind the serving island. Scott looks at her with expectant eyes.
Well?
He raises his brows.
Thumbs up? Right? I mean, the math seems to check out.
Do this math. You're 40 years old and you go to jail for 20 years. How old are you when you get out?
90.
No.
100.
Honey.
If I have some scratch paper, I can figure it out.
Really fucking old. Besides, I don't want to start an illegal operation with...
Frank?
Yes.
He's our best friend.
No, he's your best friend. He's my long friend. We haven't been friends since college. Besides, we promised Alex that we would spend time with her before she went to college.
But if we don't have the money, she can't go to college. And then she's living with us until she's 40, working as a banged up cocktail waitress.
She's gonna have tattoos with weird guys' names on them.
She's gonna get a neck tattoo.
Oh my God.
of a hand try to choke her. That's gonna be Alex.
No, you don't think I know that.
Figure this shit out.
Can we pull this off? I mean, can we run a casino? It's a shady business. With criminals, mobsters, you know, with shady people.
Look, we tried to play it safe. We've tried to play by the rules, and it got us nowhere. What do we have to lose? Nothing.
So, what do you guys think?
Let's take a risk for Alex.
Frank smiles hopefully.
All right, fuck it, I'm in.
Yes!
They move in for a sandwich hut with Kate in the middle.
We'll do it here, my house. My hedges are crazy high, so it's private. Plus, Raina took a lot of the furniture, so we've got plenty of room for tables. We need players. That's easy. There's Martha. Her husband left her last year, and now she runs book club and tries to suppress the rage bubbling just beneath the surface. There's Joe, retired at 30, taking care of his mom, and bored out of his fucking mind. Then there's Reggie, who just made partner at his law firm, which means he's got cash to burn, but he's super stressed out. He needs to blow off steam. Now remember, this is an underground casino. We can't park outside my house, or everyone will know, including the cops. Park at Taylor's, buy something, and keep the receipt to prove you're a customer. Don't attract attention. Remember, you're just buying groceries. You're not on your way to an illegal casino.
Reggie nods to Joe.
Walk out to the back where the electrical wall and the wooden fence meet by the woods.
The group tiptoes to a high-voltage breaker box where Joe grabs a metal pipe and simulates being electrocuted.
Ignore the sign. It's a decoy.
They pass between the fence and fake wall.
Take the path through the woods, bear left at the fourth tree, and boom, you're right in my backyard.
Scott palms his flashlight and raises the outer doors to Frank's basement.
Go down the basement stairs, then knock three times and give the password.
Andre the Giant.
Frank, beaming, opens the door.
Welcome.
Frank?
They climb some stairs.
When we open this door, don't get confused. It's still just Frank's house.
They're greeted by bright, tacky lights.
Ta-da!
Gold tinsel dangles from the walls around homemade gambling tables.
What do you guys think?
I mean, am I in the Bellagio right now, or am I three blocks from my house? I genuinely don't know.
This is the best day of my entire life. Thumbs up.
Yeah!
Pretty good.
And we can gamble here for real money. I mean, this isn't like one of those charity things where you think you're winning, but then you have to give it to cancer research or some bullshit.
You win it, you keep it.
Okay, you know what? Fuck book club.
Fuck book club.
On these notes, let the games of chance begin!
A stack of money hits green felt, a ball tears around a roulette wheel, and cards are dealt. They put the finishing touches on the casino with carpets and darkened windows.
All right, man.
Hit me right now. Hit it!
Joe dips his head to the felt tabletop.
And I lost!
All right, mama like!
Now, we don't have 5 years to make the money. We only have a month. So, we have to reinvest our winnings. It's like I always say, back your own horse, baby. Bet on yourself. We gotta invite everybody, even Garvey and fucking Craig.
The rooms are filled with professional tables, dealers, and cocktail waitresses.
Oh. That's fun. I never played before. Isn't that funny?
She winks.
Anybody been to that burrito hut over on Fox Meadow Lane?
In a makeshift lounge, Joe sits among empty chairs watching a comedian.
People are getting so involved. They had to put a spit guard up because people kept falling into the vegetables. More corn! I want more corn!
The wheel spins and hands pull stacks of chips away. Martha, Joe, and Reggie shriek as the dealer lays out her cards. High fives go all around. A woman jogs on the sidewalk past Frank's house.
So, where are we at?
Frank sets down banded stacks of cash.
When all said and done, we are... down 3,500.
Yes!
Wait.
Up top.
Down?
Wait, listen, Reggie went on a streak. That comedian was very expensive. We're lucky that Joe lost that $1,000 bet at the end. If he hadn't, you know where we'd be then.
Mm-mm. Where would we be?
Really? We'd be down 5,500. It's simple math.
Math gives him anxiety. Numbers make him nervous.
A lot of people, you know, break out in sweats and have heart palpitations when they hear numbers out loud.
That's not true at all. But you know what? Let's not worry about that. Let's just focus on the positives, which is down 3,500 is a great start.
At home, Kate and Scott look over an account statement from Bucknell.
$50 million?
Thousand, honey. Oh, God. My butt just got so tight.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that?
Hey.
What?
Nothing.
Hey.
He whips the bill behind his back.
We gotta get a bell on you. Sneaking up on us like that.
Yeah.
Later.
And so that's why your mother and I will be working late.
every night and on weekends for all of next month.
Because you're working on a super top secret project that you may or may not reveal to me later.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. You get it.
No, but I don't get it. You're just being weird.
You're acting weird with your shifty eyes and your sketchy posture.
Son.
Doesn't feel good to be called names, does it? Weirdo.
I thought we'd hang out a lot this summer. Are you still going to school shopping?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to do all of those things.
Well, you work every night until 3 a.m.
You know what? You're kind of acting like a...
He mouths bitch.
What did you just say?
I didn't say it. I didn't vocalize it.
Huh.
If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's probably a...
bitch.
You just said bitch. You just called me a bitch.
Don't say that word.
I just can't help but feel like you're lying.
Kate and Scott get up and leave. Alex watches them with a confused look.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is what I wanted to show you guys. Pretty beautiful, right?
Not really.
It's Thomas Kincaid, Master of Light.
It's mesmerizing.
Yeah, but it's, oh, so much more.
Frank thumps the wall with his fist and the landscape painting drops.
Crafty hiding spot, Frank.
Each of these safes holds $100,000. I know, because I cut paper into money-sized stacks and I checked. It took an incredibly long time. Now, if we fill all five safes, that's $500,000. 250 for you, 250 for me. You guys can put Alex through college and I can get my life back on track.
Let's fill these fucking safes.
The casino tables buzz with gamblers. Kate and Scott stand with Frank in the hub of the action.
Wow, looks like we got some heavy action tonight.
Yeah, Reggie winning was the best thing that could have happened to us. People actually think they can win money at this place. We're giving people hope.
There's at least...
Scott counts around, scanning the room. Frank looks too.
There's at least 800 people in here tonight.
There are max 35 people in this room.
In a montage, as the gamblers gamble, the stacks of money rise in one of the safes. Someone scores at the craps table. Scott, Kate, and Frank climb the stairs into the main room. Their smiles fade. A shaved-headed, bearded man makes a ruckus at one table. Scott rushes over.
Fellas,
come on. What's the beef? How can we squash it?
What? This what? Bobo here keeps hitting on the worst hands.
I play how I play. You don't like it, you leave.
And thank he's you. A thief. Where's my where's... leaf blower, Garvey?
Listen, I just thought maybe you'd want to rake a little bit more. You don't get some physical activity on account of you being fat?
Reggie lunges, but Scott holds them apart.
Time out! You're 86.
As he pushes them apart, Reggie accidentally slugs Scott.
Right in my armpit. It's such a sensitive area. My gland.
I'll squash the shit out of you. They'll be peeling you off the ground, you sackless bitch.
I'll bet $100 on Reggie. He's gonna kick Garvey's ass.
I will call that bet, sir. There's fear in Reggie's eyes. I know a pussy when I see one.
Only when you're looking down. Reggie, we got this. Eat shit, Garvey.
That's right.
Laura, you wanna keep your mouth shut? You got a big fucking mouth.
There's a stairmaster downstairs. Why don't you go stand next to it and do nothing?
You want a piece of these thighs? You don't know what's coming.
Everybody shut the fuck up! Nobody is betting on this fight.
Thank you.
What? Come on. Yes. Come on.
Unless you're betting with us.
Scott holds Reggie and Garvey apart, then steps away to approach Frank.
We're gonna bet on our friends fighting?
Hell yeah. Are you kidding? We're a casino. Have you ever heard of fight night? This is the same thing.
Get your juices in there.
I mean, come on, Scott. These guys are going to beat the shit out of each other anyway. These dildos are going to bet on it. We should be getting that action. We're the house,
honey.
Hey, who wants to fight? Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Who wants to fight? Say, hey. Here to fight.
The crowd pumps fists and jumps around excitedly.
And we're going to start a race war. Whoa.
Frank and Kate mime time out with their hands.
Nervous.
This is just a fight between two men of different races fighting each other to decide which race is superior.
Nope, that sounds right.
A white guy gestures.
Black power!
A chalkboard reads, fight odds. Reggie, 1-5 favorite. Garvey, 3-1 underdog. Frank lifts a bullhorn.
Welcome to Fight Night!
A makeshift ring is set up with chairs and caution tape.
In the corner closest to the fireplace, weighing in at 220 pounds, Reggie the Rocket Wheeler!
Reggie focuses his saucer-like eyes to look meaner. His hands are padded and duct taped. He rises before a neon sign saying, place your bets.
And in this corner, weighing in at 180 pounds, give it up for Kevin. I didn't know his first name was Kevin. Garvey!
Garvey hands Martha his beer and saunters into the ring, punching his own face twice.
Now, murder each other!
Martha skips past the fighters, holding up a sign reading round one. Garvey struts toward Reggie, smirking confidently. Reggie slugs him hard. Garvey hangs in the air for a second, then drops. Reggie stands over him. The crowd stares.
Wow, that was fast.
Joe looks at Garvey, then raises Reggie's arm.
Reggie is the winner!
A man looks down grimly while another holds up a betting slip.
This is bullshit! I want my money back!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Laura, why don't you shove that chicken dinner right up your asshole and then bring it to my potluck?
For the love of God, if you bring up that potluck again,
wait, Cool your jets!
Kate nods.
Yeah.
She scrunches up her face.
Save it for the ring!
Scott's jaw drops as he looks down at Kate, a smile building. Now Martha and Laura square off in the ring, their hair in ponytails. Laura tilts her head side to side. With a toothy grin, Laura's husband aims his phone at the ring. Joe, shirtless, holds up the paper reading round one as he walks past the women and Reggie, now the referee. On the sidelines, bettors' faces contort as the fighters touch makeshift gloves. A dealer hits a pan lid with a metal ladle. Martha spins and backhands Laura to the floor.
Oh! What's my name? I'm Martha!
She hops up and down with her fists raised, stuffed athletic socks acting as gloves. From the floor, Laura's face contorts in rage. She smacks Martha. As Frank, Scott, and Kate watch tensely, Martha lands a punch, but when she tries a sidekick, Laura grabs her legs and drops her to the floor. Martha drives a shoulder into Laura's midsection and runs her backwards and into Craig. He topples down the stairs, landing beside Garvey.
Yeah! Fuck you, Craig! I don't know why I love this so much!
Martha expertly flips and slams Laura down, scissoring her. Laura bites Martha's thigh.
Eat her fucking face off, Martha!
Martha kicks Laura backwards and she crashes into a chair. Laura leaps up, brandishing a broken chair leg. She grins and sways with the stick. Martha ducks her, but Laura swings her around and holds the leg to Martha's throat from behind. Martha flips her over her shoulder. Laura uses Martha's momentum to fling her to the floor. Rolling across the tile floor, Martha rises and Laura is waiting, shoving her back against the front doors. Laura punches her, then opens the door hard, slamming Martha behind it.
Oh, she doored her!
Grabbing Laura's collarbones, Martha pushes her back into the ring where they struggle at each other's throat. Laura slugs her, Reggie minces out of the way. Martha throws an elbow at Laura's head and Laura slugs her back. They both spew huge sprays of blood. Laura drives a foot into Martha's crotch. Holding each other's shoulders, they do a double headbutt. They both sprawl unconscious.
Double knockout?
Joe stares, mouth agape.
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Okay, the good news is we don't have a prop bet to cover that, so the house wins everything. Yeah!
A safe door opens, filled to its edges with stacks of money. A hand clicks a remote and bills blow from a money cannon. The cash flutters and turns in slow motion as Frank employs a small blower to keep it in the air. He, Scott, and Kate stand on a carpet of loose bills, tossing money and laughing. Frank lies on a mattress covered in cash. It's spilled onto the carpet in the messy room. Scott and Kate toast red plastic shooter cups. They wobble on their feet.
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, me too.
Can I toss you in the laundry room for a second?
They lock eyes. They crash into the laundry room, her arms around his neck.
This is why I'm not worried about next year.
No, not in the least.
In her room, Alex watches Rachel use a microscope as a bong.
Is this a real microscope?
Yeah, dude, you can get high and look at ants at the same time.
Outside, Kate and Scott stagger on a sidewalk. Kate's arms are outstretched to the sky.
We never walk at night.
So nice to walk.
So beautiful.
And drive everywhere. It's just nice to get
excuse me, BB.
They bump each other.
Hey, ow, hey.
He
ow.
Slaps her butt.
Ow, ow. I'm gonna pee outside.
What?
I'm gonna take a pee outside.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna do it.
She runs up the lawn by the bushes, drops her shorts, and squats.
She's doing it.
Yes.
You're so good at it.
This is a real me.
They pump their fists in the air. Yes. The porch lights are on behind them.
Be outside. Kate is back. You're doing it.
This is my lawn.
You're a woman.
This is my lawn.
Guy, you got a lot of pee-pee.
She tugs up her shorts and sees Alex out a window.
Shit.
Scott looks up.
Oh, fuck, it's my parents.
God damn it.
Quick,
Scott and Kate rush to the front door and lean against it, out of view of the upstairs window.
Is he still looking?
You guys, I'm kind of, like, really nervous right now.
You want some weed?
Huh? We can totally go talk to her like regular people. How drunk are you?
I'm fine.
How many fingers do I have out?
Don't do that.
Who's the president?
President? Bob Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The back. The back. They never come in through the back. We'll just sneak through there.
We'll go around the back.
Yeah. No, we never go through the back.
Let's do it.
Go.
Go.
They take off running as the girls cautiously make their way down the stairs. Rachel slips.
Ow, ow, ow!
Alex steadies her.
Sorry, I'm so high.
She peers down a hallway. As the girls cross the hallway, Scott and Kate appear at the other end, but don't see them. Alex and one friend hide behind the kitchen counter.
Oh! Do you hear something?
Is it raccoons?
It sounds human. Go.
Oh.
He follows Kate into the kitchen and they rest against the island. Alex and her friend stand up. Rachel turns on a light. She starts screaming. Scott shoves Rachel hard to the floor.
Rachel!
Kate holds out her arms.
What's up, guys?
I got him. Sorry, Rachel.
Alex Sandwich.
Aww.
Oh, God.
They hug her and her two friends join in.
That's so fun tonight.
Okay.
Good hug.
Okay, this went great. We're fine. Night.
I'm gonna go pee.
And I'm good.
Kate salutes as she staggers away. The next day, Kate and Scott follow Alex into a storage store. Kate leans on the cart, then puts her head in a box stool on a shelf. Scott pats her back and walks over to a portable wardrobe. He shakily crouches and peeks inside.
Good thing it's a container store. There's containers everywhere.
He dives into the flimsy wardrobe and it collapses. Kate glances over.
Honey?
Yeah, I'm just gonna light out, check some emails.
Now a banner reading, "Come celebrate our grand opening," hangs over Raina's hair salon. Frank walks by in a dress shirt and tie and looks in the open door. He passes going the other way.
Excuse me one second.
She walks outside the quaint storefront and sees Frank. His eyes widen.
Oh, Raina? You're the Raina of Raina's Hair Salon?
Okay, what are you doing here? You got the divorce papers?
Listen, I'm on to something big.
Oh, God.
Okay, no, and it's not some harebrained scheme that I cooked up with my friends. I'm going to get the house back.
Cool.
And we're not going to need to get divorced. It's not going to need to even happen. I'm going to make it up to you.
Are you gambling again?
What?
Is that what this is?
No.
You're gambling again?
And in fact,
uh-huh.
I'm not gambling.
She looks him up and down.
Why'd you say it like that?
What do you mean? I'm just saying in terms of gambling,
yeah.
People might be doing it, but I'm not.
You just did it again.
What? I'm not gambling.
I'm not gambling.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, I'm not going to argue with you. You look nice.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you smell good. I mean, you look good.
What? Okay.
I mean, you're nice.
Okay. No, yeah.
I'm not doing this. Just because you've showered and you look great doesn't mean you've changed.
He watches Raina stomp back into the shop. He pumps his fist. He dances sideways, now pumping both fists.
You might notice that I've made some Vegas-style upgrades. Welcome to Club Ooze. Because what does every casino need but a kick-ass pool? You're done gambling, what are you gonna do? Go home? No, you're gonna come out here, get a drink, party in the pool, and then back inside to lose more money.
How much did all of this cost?
You know that old saying, spend money to make money.
They squint at Frank.
Now this, I'm very excited.
Oh, wow.
These are pure oxygen tanks. I'm pumping it into the house, and guess what?
He pops a hose.
It works. Welcome to the relaxation zone. We've got a nail salon. We've got massages, shiatsu, deep tissue, and hand jobs.
In a candlelit room, Kate and Scott's jaws drop. Scott mouths, hand jobs? Meanwhile, at the council meeting.
Bob, I think we really need to start.
I'll start.
Dawn mouths stop it, turning away sharply. Bob looks out at the five people in the chamber.
Where is everyone, Laura?
Nowhere. Why do you think they're somewhere?
Why are you wearing sunglasses in town hall?
Because my future's so bright.
Well, I find it highly disrespectful. Would you please remove the sunglasses?
Fine. Ugh. Oh, my God.
She has a purple shiner.
Look, what happened? This looks way worse than it is.
What are you hiding, Laura?
What's that face? Oh, you want to fight me, Bob?
What?
Is that what this is about, Bob? Because I'll tell you right now, I'll headbutt you to next Tuesday, bitch!
Bob smiles incredulous.
Well, okay. This town hall meeting is suspended until I find out what's going on around town, all right?
He rushes off. Meanwhile, at Club Ooze, from the cabanas to the water, there is gambling, bikinis, booze, and a DJ. Martha smirks at her massage therapist. Frank jerks in a tight-limbed dance as Scott and Kate, wearing a paper drink umbrella and smoking a joint, soak in a hot tub. Scott kisses her. They pose for a selfie video falling backwards into the pool's turquoise water. The view rises to take in the pool, the house, and a panorama of the neighborhood. Inside, they enter the safe room wearing white terry cloth bathrobes. Each goes to a money counter. Kate's hands wrap a band around a stack of bills, $2,000 worth. The view through a safe door as Scott places a stack of bills inside. They look at the filing coffers and rub their hands together.
I can't believe no one showed up at the goddamn meeting. I was going to announce that Panera was opening a location on Butler Ave.
Panera Bread?
His eyes widen as he nods.
Wow, great get, Bob.
She sits at the edge of his desk.
Oh my God, you do so much for this town.
It's a 24/7 job, but I love it. Plus,
it means I get to spend more time with you. What?
Chandler in uniform barges in. Dawn stands and steps away as Chandler points.
Were you guys holding hands?
Oh, yeah. We were holding hands, Chandler. You know why?
Yeah.
Because we're having an affair.
Yeah.
9.5 months, emotional and physical.
Yep. He knows about all my hopes and dreams.
Yeah, yeah. I plead with her to leave her husband. But in reality, I would be sort of scared if she did.
She frowns.
That's so specific. It just sounds like it's true.
No, there's nothing going on with us, Chandler, but there is something going on in this town.
I've been noticing a lot of crazy shit going on in this town. Over at Taylor's Meat Market at night, the parking lot is really crowded.
Maybe there are some flank steaks that are starting a gang over there.
There's like a pork chop prostitution ring. Now leave so we can have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Chandler's brows press together and he turns for the door.
Okay, get the blinds, but make it quick.
In the comedy room, a woman gymnast turns in the air, her feet hooked into the ends of two lengths of hanging black satin. Kate and Scott stand in an indoor railing.
How are we looking tonight?
Garvey caught a heater in blackjack, but we're killing it. Roulette. Good call hiring with Judy, by the way. She destroys people.
She's a badass bitch.
Hi, Judy.
She scowls and slashes the air with her arm.
You're very smart with this stuff. You're shrewd.
She takes a hit from a joint.
Where'd you get that?
This? Joe gave it to me. Some sticky icky hybrid. It chills me the fuck out. You want some?
No. No, I'm good. Maybe later. I gotta stay vigilant. Keep my eye on the prize.
Yeah. Weed is so great, you know? Right? When I smoke it, I feel nothing. It's like emotional armor, man. Alex is gone next year? Who cares? I got weed.
And me.
And you,
yeah.
Yes.
Guys, we got a problem.
They watch security cameras.
Table 4, third guy from the left. This motherfucker right here is counting cards.
How do you know? I mean, if I'm going to accuse someone of cheating, I want to be sure.
Frank toggles a joystick on the console, going close on the man's hand. He holds something.
He's cheating.
Yeah.
He's definitely cheating.
That's so rude.
If people think you can come in here and cheat, the street is going to think we're soft.
Yeah, every blackjack Barry and roulette Rob's going to think it's open season. We got to do something to send a message.
Yep.
Like De Niro in Casino.
Didn't he break that guy's hand with a hammer?
Yeah.
Frank and Kate go somber, thinking. Scott stares ahead. They start nodding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The three turn as one. At the table, the man is clearly clicking a counter.
Kazowie!
Frank moves behind him.
Excuse me, can we have a word with you, please?
Yeah, I'd love another Grey Goose on the Rocks. Extra line.
They grab him.
Come on, let's go, let's go.
Enjoy your gambling.
Get in here! Right, okay. Get in here!
Watch the jacket!
Get in here!
In the garage.
You think you can cheat us? You think you can steal our money?
I got lucky. I didn't know it was illegal to catch a hot streak.
Yo, your luck just ran out, man! Because me and my friend's about to fuck you up!
Yeah!
Hey, pal! You better call your mama and tell her you're gonna be late for dinner. Which is a shame, because she's serving your favorite. Coconut shrimps.
Hey, you're gonna miss dinner, bitch.
We had your mom's shrimp last night.
Oh,
it was delicious.
Yes.
What are you guys gonna do about it anyway? You're a bunch of soccer moms. You ever hear of Tommy Papuli? He's my boss.
You know what? Fuck this guy, and fuck Tommy whoever. I'd like to introduce you to my friend, Mr. Vice.
How does that feel?
Yeah, I got it. Coat's coming off, bitch. Oh,
coming off!
In slow motion, Scott, frowning intensely at the man, removes his jacket and neatly folds it.
You taking your jacket back to Marshall's?
Scott grabs an axe from the wall above the workbench.
Oh, shit!
I'm gonna get me a chunk of flesh.
Yeah, maybe we'll cut your fucking dick off.
Oh, shit!
They dance around him, waving their arms. Scott swings the axe around.
Shit just got real,
bro. I'm so scared.
You're looking at a bad man.
Ooh.
This motherfucker don't give a shit.
Yep, this axe is burning a hole in my pocket.
What are we doing?
Can we just conference
on what we're doing?
Okay. You wait.
Hold on.
Okay, we need to focus up and figure out what we're gonna do.
Honey, are you still stoned?
What? Yes!
I am also stoned, and nothing is more clear than the fact that we need to murder this guy.
Just to be clear, we're pretending, though. We're not gonna actually do that.
We have to send a message, okay? We have to send a message.
Yeah!
You're bluffing. You're not gonna do shit. You're not gonna do jack shit, Paul Bunyan.
He's a jerk.
He's making it easy.
You know what? I'm gonna do this.
Frank and Kate struggle with the axe.
Hey,
hold on. Fuck off. You're not gonna do shit.
The man calmly gives them the finger with his free hand and the one in the vise. Scott yanks the axe away hard. The man's eyes bulge as the axe cuts off his middle finger. Blood spurts into Scott's face. He holds up his hands to block the stream. Kate scowls as Frank stands behind her.
I'm trying to find it!
Scott's face and shirt are soaked in blood. He finds the finger.
High pressure, man. Please, high pressure!
Does anyone have any gum? I'm just gonna put it right there, maybe it'll grow back.
Scott jams it between the knuckles.
Could this help?
She hands him a plastic clog, which drips with blood. The gambling downstairs stops as they look toward the garage.
No! So salty, I've swallowed so much blood!
It got my fucking...
Ow! What the fuck just happened?
Tell your friends if they mess with us, this is what they're gonna get.
Frank clamps his hand over his mouth. Chandler sits outside Taylor's Market, eating from a to-go cup. His attention turns to a car parking in the lot. Laura's husband, Craig, gets out of his car and glances around, then quickly enters the market. Chandler watches intently, his brow arches.
Nothing ever happens in this neighborhood.
They all face the door to the garage. Scott tromps out, his face, shirt, and pants soaked in blood. He straight arms the bloody axe in front of him and stomps down the stairs. His eyes look wildly left to right as the gamblers part to let him through. He runs down the stairs and the axe leaves a bloody mark on the wall. He runs around the pool with the axe.
Scott! Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Scott charges into the trees behind the house. At Taylor's, Chandler watches Craig buy a lollipop. Craig takes the receipt and skulks out of the store. Chandler needlessly shoves a shopper out of the way to pursue Craig, who slips between the two fences into the dark woods. Chandler peers between the electrical and wooden fences. He glances around and follows Craig. With his flashlight guiding him, Chandler walks beneath the dark and twisting tree canopy. A thin mist softens the tree trunks and overgrowth. He extinguishes the flashlight. Now daylight, Chandler is still in the woods. He doesn't see the bloody axe embedded in the tree above him.
No, I swear to God, I'm looking, Reggie. I'm not finding it. In my experience, money lost in the woods does not easily get found.
Frank spots it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, buddy, great news.
Excuse me, sir.
I'll call you back.
What are you doing out here?
Frank wears a plum-colored silk bathrobe and black briefs. He eyeballs the area right to left.
Jogging.
You don't appear to be jogging. Well, now you're jogging.
You caught me in a cool-down.
Whew! What'd you put in your pocket?
Very slowly.
Very slowly with the hand, sir. Very slowly. Take it out of your pocket.
Okay, officer. I think earlier you just saw me put this phone in my pocket, which is now videotaping you. I don't feel safe. I am Frank Theodorakis. I don't feel safe in the woods. The police are harassing me.
Hello, everyone. I'm Officer Chandler, and I'm here protecting as well as serving.
What are you, doing a PSA?
If you're filming this.
Look at you. You put your hands on your hips immediately. You look ridiculous.
I will end you!
I will end your life!
Whoa, man! I'm sorry that I said that, everyone. And I am gonna... What's that? I'm gonna respond to this call.
What call?
Nothing happened. He didn't say anything.
There's a disturbance in the force. There's a disturbance in the police force.
A shocking pink wall has the words yogurt and more on it. From a confectioner's island, Scott and Alex add extras to their cups. He looks across at her. She pulls gummy worms from a container with tongs. Scott raises his and holds up a severed finger.
Dad!
He holds his hands to his face.
Dad, is she...
She holds the gummy.
Dad!
He slaps it away.
Don't touch him!
At the butcher counter.
Hey, did you see the game?
The butcher cleaves off his fingers one by one. Scott throws his basket and runs.
Stay away from the meat section!
In the casino.
Hey, there you are. Everybody's looking for you downstairs. What's going on?
He sits up stiffly.
Hey.
Hey.
He points to a piece of abstract erotic art.
So many buttholes, so little time, huh?
Yeah. You okay, man? You seem a little off today.
I don't know. Something's changed, Frank. I chopped a man's finger off. And ever since that moment, I've just been barraged with a series of anxiety-induced hallucinations.
They're hallucinations. They're not real. You know what is real?
He thumps the wall. The wide painting drops, revealing the safes.
This is real.
Stacks of cash.
This is real. This is real. And this is real. And do you know where all that money came from? Mm. From you. You chopped that guy's finger off, and the whole town became afraid. You know what they're calling you on the street? The butcher. They're so afraid of us, people are starting to give us the money they owe us.
I didn't know people owed us money.
Oh, I've been extending lines of credit to all of our high rollers. All the casinos do it. It's not a big deal.
Frank, you didn't tell me that. And that's a huge decision. You need to let Kate and I be a part of that.
Okay, it's a moot point now, okay? It's done. Everybody's afraid that you're gonna take them into the garage and chop some piece of their body off. All right? The butcher is our identity.
Scott frowns, staring at Frank.
Come on in.
Hey.
Oh, hey, Reggie.
Just mind if I...
Yeah, come on in, Reggie.
Okay. Reggie hesitantly enters. He holds a paper bag.
Frank, Scott, here's that money I owe you. I'm sorry, it's so late.
Oh, Reggie, don't worry about it. It's fine.
Hey, you sure about that, butcher? You happy about that?
I mean, don't let it happen again.
He snatches the bag.
Bitch! You little bitch!
Hey, Butch, you want me to go get your axe?
Yeah, so I can cut me off a piece of bitch meat.
No, I don't want the axe.
Hey, Frank, this feels a little light to me.
Uh-oh, Reggie, is everything you owe us in there?
I counted it myself.
Maybe I should count it.
Oh, are you gonna count it?
I don't think.
Scott's head bobbles looking at a roll of cash.
You okay?
I'll handle the counting.
Okay.
Get out of here, Reggie! Okay. Tell your friends what you saw here, Reggie.
Sorry.
That was amazing.
Did you see how scared he got?
Yeah. How did that feel?
Felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt real good.
Scott, Kate, and Frank run together out of an alley in a quaint neighborhood. They wear jogging clothes. They run to a nicely appointed house and stand on the porch.
Hello, Gary. Understand you have an overdue library book.
Scott grabs him through the screen door and hauls him out, throwing him over the porch rail as Kate and Frank watch. Kate kneels beside him and takes money from his pockets.
Pay your debt!
They jog past women pushing a stroller. They jog in slow motion along the sidewalk. Kate knocks a cup out of a man's hand. Scott pulls a guy out of a shoe store display window by the legs. He and Kate grab new shoes and begin to beat him. As they jog, Frank shoves a young pedestrian out of the way into a display window. Now they hold a man under a yogurt dispenser. As they cross a street, Scott turns to shove some money into Kate's fanny pack. Bills spill out onto the middle of the street. Wind picks up as they scramble to get it. As Scott kneels on the street grabbing bills, Kate runs to a car and hands the driver money. At night, they walk downtown dressed in slick suits, with Kate in a floor-length gown.
I'm the butcher.
And I'm the burner.
Why are you guys talking like that? Really low.
Because we're cool now.
Get on board.
Okay, this is what we're doing from now on.
It's weird when you do it.
You sound like Cookie Monster.
Well, Cookie Monster, what's a motherfucking lobster?
They sip champagne in a fancy restaurant. Scott's hair is slicked back, and he wears a black shirt with a black tie. He tilts his head back for an oyster. They laugh, then fence with crab legs. Frank puts a lobster claw in his sleeve like a hand. Scott and Kate watch him in awe as he tries to lift a champagne bottle with it. In a nearby booth, Bob Schaefer and Dawn are having dinner.
Madam Treasurer, there's something for you to sign.
She lifts the corner of a wire-bound report and finds a bow-shaped diamond necklace.
Oh, it's really nice. I can't accept that. How would I explain that to my husband?
You can tell your husband that you're in love with me and that we're gonna be together.
This is getting out of control, okay?
Yeah, it is.
At first, it was like, you know, gifts and trips and things, but I didn't know where the money was coming from.
It was coming from me.
Yeah, but you took it from the town. And that poor girl's scholarship? Come on. Look at these budget numbers, okay? We are 300 grand short. We're gonna get audited, and we're gonna lose our jobs. We're probably gonna go to jail, okay? Just stop. At first, it was like...
He pushes two fingers in and out between her thumb and index finger.
I think next year, when Alex is gone, we do this every Tuesday night.
Hooray! Nice.
We look great.
Mm-hmm. We do.
We should dress like this every night.
Yeah.
Mm. It's been a pretty tough year for me, and I just want to say thank you to both of you.
This might be the best night of my life.
His eyes lock on Reyna and a guy with a man bun caressing each other.
Reyna?
Hey, easy, Tiger. Mm. It's okay.
We knew this day would come. Okay?
Scott, Kate, excuse me. I'm gonna go get my wife back.
Hold on, buddy. Frank. Frank.
Hey, pal. There's no reservations.
Frank grabs the man bun.
He's very strong!
The guy takes Frank's hand and twists his arm around, then throws him on a table.
At least I have my dignity.
I don't understand why you're talking to me. Go arrest that guy. He attacked me.
Mr. Theodorakis, I talked to him. He said that you attacked him, and then you grabbed his man bun.
What? I don't remember any of that.
Bob and Dawn approach.
Officer Chandler, what's going on here?
It's been a hell of a night. I've gotten multiple reports of violence all over town, and no one's talking.
Well, no one's talking because there's nothing to talk about, so...
She shrugs. Scott holds his index finger to his lips and waves it in front of them.
What's your deal, Johansson?
No deal. You got a deal, Bob?
No deal here.
Kate lights her acetylene torch.
I would advise you to put that away. I'm a police officer.
Don't worry about it.
Check your marshmallows, fellas.
No one says check your marshmallows.
You want to get fucked by a fire dick?
Kate thrusts with the torch.
Then check your marshmallows.
Yeah.
There's something fishy going on with those three.
Definitely.
They back down the street. Now Scott wears a dark suit with a yellow shirt, a yellow silk tie, and large frame sunglasses. He puffs smoke without inhaling and surveys the gaming room. Joe appears, amused.
Are those women's sunglasses?
No, they're Italian.
That's a woman's cigarette. That's nice.
Also Italian. Italian sunglasses, Italian cigarettes.
Okay.
Ciao.
Scott takes a pull from the cigarette. Seen from behind, he blows a plume of smoke. A waiter rushes past.
Excuse me, what the hell is that?
Craig ordered eggs over medium.
No, look at the yolks. Those are hard. That's not over medium. Take it back.
Scott, I'm really slammed right now.
I don't give a shit, asshole.
Scott flicks ash on the food.
Right, dick face? You're doing a great job.
Kate appears in a cream-colored suit and plum fedora.
Hey, sexy.
Hey, baby, looking good.
Feeling better.
He leans over and they kiss passionately.
Hey, things are getting super weird. I just found a glory hole upstairs. Just a dick-sized hole in the middle of the wall that somebody made. You know how I knew? There was a dick hanging out of it. Yeah!
They look over at the craps table.
Who the hell are they?
Oh, they're Wall Street guys. Oh. They're betting a lot of money.
They're also doing a ton of blow.
A well-dressed guy snorts coke from the table bumper. Chandler and Bob roll up to the curb in front of Frank's house.
This is Frank Theodorakis' house. And right through those woods, only 100 yards away, is the parking lot to Taylor's Meat Market.
All right, the great meat conspiracy.
The house looks dark. They get out of the police car.
Come on, man. Don't do blow on the table. It gets in the felt.
Hey, we're betting $1,000 a roll. I'll do cocaine off of whatever I want.
I'll do it off of that dumb wall sconce over there. Check this out.
The guy storms over and twists a sconce.
Woo!
Chandler walks in on the upper floor, looking down onto the jammed casino.
What the shit?
The well-dressed guy snorts a cocaine caricature of himself on a mirror. Chandler stops on the stairs.
Everybody freeze! Police! Everybody freeze! Respect my authority!
The crowd stampedes. Seen from a low point of view, chips fall onto the carpet as legs rush past. Two nearly nude women run up from below. A guy in briefs follows a topless woman down the stairs. Cocaine is in the air. Someone throws powder in Chandler's face.
Oh, my eyes!
Frank, Kate, and Scott soberly face Bob across a gaming table.
Playing cards, huh?
for cash? That's illegal.
It's for charity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Which charity?
Horse circumcision.
Money for psychic kids.
Canada.
Where's the money?
This is pointless. You're not gonna find anything anywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we've looked in all the other rooms, so Chandler, take a look.
In the room with the safes, Chandler overturns the bedding.
Hey, Scotty. Eyes up here, buddy.
Scott looks at the large painting. The baby
deer is. You guys seem pretty interested in this painting here.
Yeah.
We're not.
The baby, the doe.
Ah! What's this?
It's safes, Bob.
Oh, you fucking idiot. Those are my pornography collection.
Mm. Why don't we just pop the safes and see if it's all the money that you've taken?
You can't open them without the combo, and I'm not giving it to you.
Hmm. What are you looking at? Why are you staring at this photo over here now?
Don't do that. Oh.
He tips the frame, revealing a number on a sticky note.
A post-it note. Is this the combination?
Because you 69 yourself 24/7?
Okay, here's the deal. We're not going to arrest you. But you guys have to shut down this casino.
Aw, what?
And also, we're confiscating all your money.
Hold on. You can't take the money. It's for our daughter. You're going to take their money, Bob?
I'm not going to take their money. I'm going to confiscate their money for the town.
Come on, Chandler. You're not going to get caught up in this, are you? You're a good guy. Who's always lead baritone when we go Christmas caroling? Come on.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
You remember when you guys started a legal casino?
I'm Alex. I want to go to Bucknell.
Bob, enough.
But my parents funked out. They couldn't find the money, so they started a legal casino.
Bob, she's a kid.
Oh, we're taking the cash.
He opens the safe and stuffs the cash into a gym bag.
Let's go, Chandler. Shut it down.
Bob, that money's for college.
Alex watches TV at home.
Tonight at 11. Earlier this week, a local man was treated at Sacred Heart Hospital for a severed middle finger.
They show his photo.
It may be related to the recent local crime spree. The man is known to have connections to Tommy Papuli, long suspected of racketeering, illegal gambling, and even murder.
Hey, sweetie.
She turns to them blankly.
You're watching Walking Dead without us?
Yeah. Ezekiel and Mika.
Alex hits the remote, turning off the show. She leaves. Scott lowers his head as Kate watches her go. The next day, they sit in front of their house.
Ugh, fuck, we suck.
We lost all our money.
And I am mentally and physically addicted to marijuana.
Honey, you love it.
I think about it all the time. It's really hard to focus right now. I'm so mad I'm not high.
And we started a fight club.
What are we doing? We're each other's enabler. We're not even... One of us has to be an adult here. So you do it. You be it.
Okay, I'll be the adult.
He nods weakly.
And as the adult, I'm gonna say we're gonna call Frank and tell him to shut it down.
Okay.
And that's how we're gonna handle it.
Okay. What a relief.
Right?
Or we keep it open and go big.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck Bob Schaefer. I'm not gonna look my daughter in the eye and tell her she can't go to college because some small-time city councilman is bullying us?
Exactly. We'll call everyone and tell them the casino is still open.
Yes.
No limit on any bet in the house. We go big, we make our money, and then we parachute out of there.
Go big or go home.
Let's do this!
They kiss. They enter the casino. Scott wears the yellow-on-yellow ensemble, and Kate wears a sleeveless gown. The place is jammed again. Martha cheers on Laura, placing a bet. Frank keeps an eye on things. He sees Raina at the top of the low stairway. He straightens his tie, shuffling up to her.
Wow. Hey, Raina. What a pleasant surprise.
Oh, my God. You said I'm not gambling.
Raina, I meant that. I'm not. They are. All of them. And they're losing.
You know, when you emphasize one word more than the other, you know that's bullshit, right? Okay, so do you want me to emphasize something for you? I am not coming back.
She walks off. An SUV rolls into the parking space below the Taylor's sign.
They said go through Taylor's, then through the woods, then we'll get to the casino.
Let's do it!
Alex jumps out along with Rachel, Davida, and three boys. Flashlights provide dim illumination in the woods as Alex leads them. Alex and her crew enter the party at full swing. Their mouths hang open in smiles.
I'm beginning to think Raina's not gonna take me back.
Mom?
Dad, what are you guys doing here?
Alex, what are you doing here?
We got invited to this casino.
You shouldn't be here.
What?
Come with us. Sweetheart, it's very complicated, but we need to tell you a few things.
In a security cam view, Tommy Papuli and four of his goons arrive at Frank's front door. Tommy stops the lost finger guy from knocking so he can.
Hello? Hey, go around back. There's the secret entrance. The password is Andre the Giant.
The door hits Joe in the face and topples an arrangement of gold mannequins.
Holy fuck, look at this place. When you said casino, I didn't think you meant fucking casino.
Frank rounds a corner and faces Tommy and his men coming up the stairs. Tommy frowns, his eyes blue and empty.
Remember me, motherfucker?
Wow, that looks great.
Hey, dick fuck, you're not gonna like Tommy. He doesn't cut off fingers, he cuts off heads.
Shut up. Come on.
He grabs Frank.
Guys, we've got a problem.
Scott, Alex, and Kate stand startled.
He's got a gun.
Okay.
Where's the money?
We just got robbed. Yeah. Look, the safes are all empty.
Do you know how many times I've seen someone point to an empty safe and say we have no money?
100? 500? 30,000.
It's rhetorical, fuckstick.
Okay.
Shut up. This your daughter?
Where?
Who? Her?
Right here.
Where?
Oh, that's such a compliment. This is my wife.
Oh. Alex?
In fact, there's our daughter.
There
it's Rachel.
Is. Oh.
Hello, daughter.
Hi, honey.
Don't overthink it. Just
yeah.
Be your daughter.
Just come right here.
I'm not your daughter. That's your...
Scott shoves her onto a desk that breaks.
Sorry, Rachel. Anyway...
What's the matter with you?
What?
Shoving a girl like that?
We are strict disciplinarians in our household.
Get out of my way. I know this is your daughter.
He grabs Alex.
No.
Tommy cuffs himself to Alex.
No.
Wait, no. Take me, not her.
No. No one cares if you die.
Oh, thank God.
Help him find the money. Arnay, 300 grand. You'll never see your daughter again.
The thug holds up his grotesquely crooked middle finger.
Help!
Fuck you.
Let go of me.
Tommy and the thug hustle her downstairs.
You know what? You got us. There's $300,000 in money in this room, hidden in these money buckets. So if you want, you can take the money and we'll take their daughter back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one here, there's one behind the bed, and there's one right over there.
The thugs kneel and look down the barrels.
Money cannon.
Frank clicks a remote. The cannons blast three of their faces with cash. He slams one guy with the picture frame.
Don't worry, guys! I got this.
Kate sees the three oxygen canisters labeled danger in the closet.
Oh, no! Not in Frank's place, you know!
He rushes Tommy, who calmly stabs him in the abdomen.
He's got a knife.
Frank collapses.
Look what he did.
Frank!
Raina!
Are you okay?
She kneels at his side.
Oh, did you see him stab me?
Yes,
it was so cool and effortless.
He sees his wound.
Let's go.
Scott, holding an axe, blocks him.
Jesus. Aren't you supposed to be giving me my money? Pal.
My name's not Pal.
Scott looks affectionately at the axe blade.
They call me the Butcher.
Is that right?
Alex! Stranger danger!
She drives an elbow to Tommy's crotch. Scott seizes the moment to chop the handcuff chain, but misses, hacking off Tommy's hand mid-arm. Blood hoses the room, splattering the thug with the crooked finger.
Don't forget about the burn!
In the evening gown and shades, Kate uses the torch to ignite the oxygen like a flamethrower. Tommy's good arm catches fire.
What the fuck? No!
Put him out! Put him out!
I got this!
No.
Scott throws a drink.
That's vodka!
The flame on Tommy's arm explodes.
No! That's vodka too!
Craig fires a soaker squirt gun. Martha rushes up with a blanket.
Oh wait, no, that's polyester!
She flings it over Tommy's head and it becomes engulfed in flames.
I've got an idea, everybody back up!
Frank shoves Tommy with a stick. The fully ablaze Tommy falls and Frank rolls him up in a rug.
I did it!
Frank! Saved his life.
Everybody, everything's gonna be just fine.
The rug explodes in flames. Frank kicks it, and seen from the floor, it rolls towards us. Later, Frank's house burns. Firemen douse it with water, but the fire has consumed the whole house. Everyone's in the street. Raina smiles sadly.
I'm sorry. You were right about me. I will sign the divorce papers. As long as you print a new copy, because the ones that you gave me burned up in the house. I fucked everything up.
I know. But we have insurance, and they don't know that I took all the furniture and jewelry and stuff.
Raina.
What?
Are you suggesting that we commit insurance fraud together?
What, Frank? I'm just saying.
He tilts his soot-smudged head back and smiles. A huge chunk of the front of the house collapses. At the Johansons.
That's
one of the most fucked up things I've ever heard. But
they sit on their brick patio.
You guys kind of did it all for me. So, thank you.
Honey, don't thank us. The money's all gone. You can't go to Bucknell.
We are so sorry. We had it. But then Bob Schaefer took it from us.
The asshole that took my scholarship? If he stole it from us, why don't we just steal it back?
No.
Because we don't do that anymore.
Once you go to the dark side, it gets dark very quickly. Trust me. I see fingers everywhere.
Are you guys serious? You've been doing this insane stuff all summer, and now that I have a chance to help, you just want to quit?
Good afternoon, folks.
Excuse me, hello?
Don't be alarmed. I'm not here to arrest you. What you did was self-defense.
We are alarmed. You're in our backyard.
Ignore the badge. Ignore the gun.
They throw up their arms.
Shit!
Put
what
it
are
down.
You doing?
Please!
This is nothing to be afraid of. Here.
He tosses it to Scott.
People being afraid of guns is silly.
Scott flips the gun back.
And I'm sick of it. Anyway, I'm just here to say one thing. Fuck Bob Schaefer.
He doesn't care about this town. Here's what we're gonna do.
You're never gonna believe this, Bob. They never shut down the casino. They just moved it to another house.
But I told them if they kept it open that I would have them arrested.
Chandler holds up his phone.
There are Smurfs who are taller than Bob Schaefer.
He looks like a gremlin learned how to tie a tie.
I'm wet after midnight.
Hey guys, I found the casino.
Scott's on his knees at the craps table. Reggie gets on his knees. Soon everyone is doing it. Bob watches the video, eyes narrowed, fuming.
They're making fun of you, Bob. You told them to shut it down.
Bob hits the desktop.
Cop car. Now.
Bob and Chandler are in the police cruiser.
Can't wait to see their faces when we get there.
Meanwhile, Scott, Kate, and Alex sneak into the unlocked front door of City Hall and past a janitor buffing the floors. They enter Bob's office. Kate opens a cabinet. Inside is a combination safe.
What's the combination?
It's okay, I know. Officer Chandler told me. And right now, I completely remember it.
He frowns in concentration.
It's okay, I know.
Dad, there's no time for this. Shh, shh.
Hey, how's it going? Good. I need that by tomorrow.
Scott right. Stands still with his back to the door.
Right.
Kate hides behind the cabinet.
Okay. Scott. Honey, I have faith in you, okay? I know that you can remember 4 sequential numbers. Just think.
He stares in deep thought, his eyes intense, glowing computer numbers surround his head.
Squiggly line. Is that part of the combination?
His brow wrinkles, a smiling brown emoji appears.
Poop. Poop emoji? Is that part of it? No.
I love you so much, Dad. I'm gonna miss you next year. At college.
He looks at her, startled. Kate smiles.
29, 52, 41, 78 pound.
Yes.
I remember.
You did. Good job.
I'm going to miss you too, sweetie. Okay.
Good job.
Kate pats Alex's arm as Scott crouches. Inside is the large athletic bag.
Okay.
It's bulging with stacks of money. A moment later, he struggles to lug it out of the office. They see Dawn.
Are you meeting with the Johansons? I think I saw them coming to town hall.
Dawn.
They can't be there. We're going to arrest them right now.
Well, they're here somewhere.
She passes 3 blue recycling containers. They pop up from each one.
Your office door is open. Wait, so is the safe.
What?
I'm coming back.
Go faster, Chandler.
I'm driving safely, Bob.
Punch it.
Bob, I'm going the speed limit.
Punch it, Chandler. Let's
I
go.
I won't. I'm not.
Back to town hall. Now!
He presses
stop
Chandler's
it.
Leg
you
on the gas
it.
Pedal.
Stop doing that! No!
Stop it!
They sideswipe a parked car and cut off another driver who hits them.
That's why you don't punch it!
Great. Just great.
Reggie rushes to the scene as steam pours from the hood of the other car. A tiny white-haired old lady steps out.
Fuck you, Bob Schaefer! My car!
She chases him, hitting him.
Look what you
ma'am, we have to exchange information!
Fuck the police!
The Johansons smile as they get closer to the exit. Then Bob slaps himself against the glass door from outside. They retreat. Bob yanks open the door, dips his chin, and goes from a march to a run. They make a sharp left turn, but the slippery floor catches Bob and he slams into the City Hall directory. Alex, Kate, and Scott crash into a pair of potted plants. Bob shortcuts through an office and vaults the counter into a waiting area. He leaps, kicking Scott to the floor as he passes. Kate and Alex trip over them, toppling a water dispenser. Bob grabs the bag.
Your family fucking sucks!
He runs away into the empty council chamber. The bag gets hung up against a table. Scott bursts in and in slow motion leaps from the council table onto Bob.
Oh! Oh, the model!
They land on the model of the community pool. Scott grabs the bag, but it's chained.
I handcuffed it to my wrist, you fucking shithead! So what are you gonna do about it now, Scott Johansson?
Scott looks around desperately. On the wall is a fire department plaque featuring an axe.
You're not talking to Scott Johansson.
Bob, on his back, contorts his face in fear.
You're talking to...
No!
The butcher!
He brings down the axe and steps back, eyes wild and mouth open. Kate and Alex watch, stunned.
I thought you were gonna cut off my arm!
So did I. I'm so glad I didn't do that.
Kate rests an arm on Alex's shoulder just as Chandler and Dawn run in.
Oh, Chandler. Dawn. Chandler, arrest these people, please.
I don't think so, Bob. I like them a lot more than I like you.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, so that's how it's gonna be?
Yeah. Don't touch the fucking money.
It's fine. All I need is my sweet, sweet Dawn.
Bob, is that all cash that you stole from them?
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
All of it, hmm?
Come on.
I took that money for us, for our future.
What future? What are you talking about?
I wanted you to be my first lady.
You're never gonna be president. You're too short.
Scott winces at the remark.
Dawn?
Joe wanders in.
What's going on in here? Oh my God, the model.
And you know what, Bob? I'm already somebody's first lady.
I'm coming in for a kiss right now. Here I go.
He moves in, then puts his hands on her head and kisses her sloppily on her forehead.
Way to go, Joe. Did I get you that necklace there?
Yep.
They exit hand in hand.
You know what? All they do is give. What about me? What about Bob?
What's so funny?
The movie. What about Bob?
Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss, Bill Murray.
Am I the only one who doesn't get Bill Murray?
What?
You're coming off like a real dipshit now.
You're being a piece of shit, Bob.
Don't judge me. Yeah, I took the money. I took the money from the Johansons, and I took the money from the town. But I deserve it!
I'm so glad you said that clearly, Bob, because we've been recording it on all these cameras.
What? Bob turns, his shoulders limp. He looks around the room, then runs for it.
I'm gonna go shoot Bob.
No.
I'm gonna go arrest Bob.
Attaboy.
Yes. Anyway, those cameras weren't turned on. I just said that to freak him out.
Are you kidding me?
That was badass.
I totally bought that.
Come on, let's go, guys, huh?
Kate puts her arm around her daughter as Scott follows. The sun peeks through the leafy branches of a gigantic tree. Alex gazes into her father's eyes as they stand on the lawn of Bucknell. Scott and Kate enfold her in an embrace.
It's okay.
She steps back under Scott's watchful eye.
You got it.
I love you guys. Thanks for getting me into college.
She turns and walks off as they watch her.
Okay.
He stifles a sigh, eyes still pinned on Alex.
Yeah. Yeah, you?
Yeah. You know, I thought losing Alex would feel like losing my best friend.
Yeah, me too.
Kate steps away, turning to face him.
But it's not.
He blinks and bites his lip.
Alex is my daughter. You're my best friend.
She flashes a bright smile.
You're my best friend.
And you're not just my best friend, you're the baddest mofo around. Whom I fucking love.
Did you just say whom?
She nods, smiling.
Because you give me a straight-up boner, girl.
Grammar has always been your thing.
Yeah.
Math, not so much. I know you.
I want to feed you soup when we get old.
I really hope that I don't die before you.
His brows drop.
Because... I don't know how you're gonna make it without me.
I know. I think about that all the time.
Okay. For another day.
Scott hangs his head and they walk off hand in hand. Bucknell University banners hang on poles above the parking lot of the Pleasant campus. Scott and Kate cross a small plaza to their car. Kate gives him a warm look and he musters a smile. A double parked black car has them stuck against the curb.
Excuse me.
The driver stares out his window.
Excuse me. You mind pulling up? We're just having a little trouble getting out.
Where you gonna go, huh?
Soccer moms.
They glare and get out of the car.
Hey!
Wrong couple to fuck with, pal.
She holds the blowtorch. He shows the axe.
You're fucking crazy!
He pulls away.
I'm starving.
Yeah, me too. God, he was scared shitless, huh?
Scott peels out, driving up a curb and mauling a landscaped traffic island before hitting the road. A student pedestrian throws her books and runs as the car just misses her and disappears in the distance. Cut to black. Words appear. The end. A clapperboard signals action.
I don't mean to freak you out, but if I don't get my job back?
Kate mimes hanging, moving her hand up and down like pulling a rope.
Are you jerking off a giant? Nope.
Try it again and maybe lean over with your neck. Like it's just snap.
Okay.
I will give you your raise.
Okay.
If you can name one of my kids.
Varley? Sativa? No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sativa? Yeah. Campbell?
Campbell.
Campbell soup? Khaleesi?
Khaleesi is not one of my kids' names.
Salamander.
You just said him back to me. Salamander, no way. No earthly
like,
way
no.
Is my child named Salamander.
Like, no fucking way?
Like, no fucking way.
Oh. Let's go downstairs. There's some people that the butcher needs to talk to on the floor. What are you doing?
Will Ferrell miscalculates where he's supposed to stand.
I was going to go here, and then I realized it's crossing.
Reggie is with his young kids.
You know I love y'all, right? You stress me out.
Cut.
All right, you motherfuckers.
A special effects man ignites Jeremy Renner's arm with a torch.
What the fuck? What the fuck is your problem
put
with
it
you
out,
people?
Put it out.
The flame goes out.
I put it out, fuck yourself.
Yeah, we're gonna cut your finger off. We're gonna cut your dick off.
I'm gonna take your dick. I might lick it.
Hang on,
what? Private.
Wait, what? What do you mean?
A flaming rolled-up carpet ignites a craps table. Directed by Andrew J. Cohen. A roulette wheel spins, written by Brendan O'Brien and Andrew J. Cohen. A close study of a gambling chip reading by, produced by Nathan Kahane, PGA Joe Drake. Red dice bound along a table in slow motion, produced by Brendan O'Brien, Andrew J. Cohen, Jessica Elbaum. Dice bounce along at eye level past a tower of chips, produced by Will Ferrell, PGA, Adam McKay, PGA. A roulette wheel spins in a blur, executive producers Mark S. Fisher, Chris Henchy, Spencer Wong, and Bruce Berman. Cash flutters down in slow motion, executive producers Toby Emmerich, Richard Brenner, Michael Disco. Executive producer Steven Mnuchin. Director of photography Josh Shelton. The painting of a country house covers the safes. Production designer Clayton Hartley. Edited by Evan Hank, Mike Sale, ACE. A slot machine whirls, Will Ferrell. The Queen of Hearts with a Neon Heart, Amy Poehler. Jason Mantzoukas. Nick Kroll. Allison Tolman. A hand sweeps chips from a table. A hand knocks on the felt table as a King of Diamonds lands on top of more diamond cards, Michaela Watkins. A martini glass full of gold ornaments tips over and spills them across a patterned rug. And Jeremy Renner. Ryan Simpkins, Rob Hubel, Jesse Ennis. A hand snaps down a jack of clubs, Rory Scoville, Lennon Parham, Cedric Yarbrough. Casting by Allison Jones. Powder blows across the carpet, costumes designed by Christopher Arosa. A hand uses an ace of spades to flip a queen of diamonds face up, music by Andrew Feltenstein and John Now. Music supervisors Manish Ravel and Tom Wolfe. A New Line Cinema presentation in association with Village Roadshow Pictures. In association with Rat Pack Dune Entertainment. A Gary Sanchez Good Universe production. The House. Flames engulf a pile of tables, roulette wheels, felt tops, and chips. More credits roll. Unit Production Manager, Mark S. Fisher. First Assistant Director, Jonathan McGarry. Second Assistant Director, Paul Schmitz. Cast. Will Ferrell as Scott Johansson. Amy Poehler as Kate Johansson. Jason Mantzoukas as Frank. Ryan Simpkins as Alex Johansson. Nick Kroll as Bob. Allison Tolman as Dawn. Rob Hubel as Officer Chandler. Christina Offley as Davida, Jesse Ennis as Rachel, Rory Scoville as Joe, Lennon Parham as Martha, Cedric Yarbrough as Reggie, Kyle Kinnan as Garvey, Michaela Watkins as Raina, Jillian Vigman as Becky, Steve Zissis as Carl Shackler, Jeremy Renner as Tommy, Alexandra Daddario as Corsica, Andy Buckley as Craig, Wayne Fetterman as Chip Dave, Ian Roberts as Driver at College Campus, Sam Richardson as Marty, Joe Rowley as Waiter, Jessica St. Clair as Wall Street Guy, Reba, Andrea Savage as Laura, Linda Porter as Old Lady, Ben S. Harris as Shoe Salesman, Sean Patrick Murphy as Sparky, Randall Park as Wall Street Guy, Buckler, Sebastian Maniscalco as stand-up comic, Kathleen Mayer, Tiffany Tynes, Bruna Rubio, Natasha Key as strippers, Javier Del Prado as crap stealer, stunt coordinator Todd Bryant, stunts Stacy Carino Marcus, Dustin Courtney, Luke Gregory Crosby, Talia K. Dillingham, Thomas DuPont, Dane Farwell, Marie Fink, Greg Fitzpatrick, Tim Gilbert, Rosine Ace Hayden, Gail Hooker, Sarah Malasky, Renee Musso, Heidi Pasco, Eddie Perez, Larry Rosenthal, Olivia Summers. No person or entity associated with this film received payment or anything of value or entered into any agreement in conjunction with the depiction of tobacco products. Copyright 2017 Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc., Village Roadshow Films North America, Inc., and Rat Pack Dune Entertainment, LLC, U.S., Canada, Bahamas, and Bermuda. Copyright 2017 Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc., Village Roadshow Films, BVI, Limited, and Rat Pack Dune Entertainment, LLC, all other territories, all rights reserved. This motion picture is protected under the copyright laws of the United States and other countries throughout the world. Country of first publication, United States of America. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. The story, all names, characters, and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings, and products is intended or should be inferred. The House. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Warner Brothers Pictures, voiced by K.G. Tang. Distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.